Cloudy skies and 57 degrees as we come to you from Rubens at Chestnut Commons as we shine the spotlight on Elyria.
Lots going on in Elyria and Lorain County as well, and we always have folks coming in from the Lorain County Solid Waste Management District. We've got with us Commissioner Matt Lundy. Commissioners are the kind of the driving force, I guess, behind a lot of the recycling that goes on in the community in that.
Yes, we're involved with that, and just want to thank you for inviting us in this morning. I thought we were going to have some scrambled eggs and bacon, you know,
cheesecake
waiting
right
us
around,
as soon as we popped in.
Almost as well. And also with us, Tiffany Barker from the Lorain County Solid Waste. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about our favorite topic, which is the farm tire recycling. Craig and I are always wondering about that. You know, you think you see all those combines and those folks out there with the big tires, and there's a point where they have their usefulness, they're done with it. What do you do with them? I guess you guys had come up, you've come up with a good solution.
I was going to say, every time I see Craig pull up at the gym at UH, he pulls up in his combine, takes up a couple parking spots. And but we've got our agricultural tire recycling collection that will be coming up on September 27th. That's going to be on a Thursday. We'll be doing that from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. And you know, I guess the important thing to stress is that you can't just pull up and drop off your tires. You need to call us in advance because there's a lot of logistics involved with that. And Tiffany might be able to explain more of the logistics involved because it gets to be a little complicated.
The goal that we try to accomplish from 1 year to the next is to have the same amount of tires that arrive each hour. So we have it broken down into three size categories. This way we're not spending all evening unloading tires and loading them into semis. If we put our logistics forward going to start off, then we can have everybody come in staggered large loads, smaller loads. We get everybody unloaded in a timely and efficient manner, get everything set up in the semi-trailers, and out the door we go.
These tires are obviously very heavy. You know, when you see those muscle man or muscle woman competitions or flipping over the tires, you know, they're extremely heavy.
See, that's what I thought when you said he was going to the fitness center. I thought that's what he was
flipping the tires.
Pushing his tire as he's working his way there for that.
Generally, what he does when he wants to flip tires, he grabs that donut tire from the trunk of his car.
That's
brings
right.
That in,
yeah, that's right. You got to start small, work your way up. But, yeah, these are large tires that they have to be recycled to get rid of them.
Very large tires. You know, the way that we're able to make this possible is through a grant that we received from the Ohio EPA in the amount of $25,000, and then the district itself has to come up with matching dollars. We put in $12,500, and total project cost is around $37,500. But it's important to stress that people who bring these tires in, this is free. So it's not like we're charging you to drop these things off. So it's free for residents, and I can't stress enough, residents. Nothing against our good neighbors in Medina, or Huron, Erie County, Cuyahoga County, the neighboring counties, but you do have to be a resident of Lorain County. And yes, we will ask for a driver's license so we can actually verify your proof of residency.
Yes, we do.
Tiffany, take us through the process. Let's say Bruce brings his pickup truck.
Farmer
loaded.
Bruce. If
you want to Farmer Bruce drives up with a couple of these big tires. What happens at the site? How long is Bruce required to be there? How does it work?
So Farmer Bruce would have pre-registered, and we would have known exactly how many tires and which size category they would have fallen under. Once he arrives on site, we would have two Environmental Crimes Unit deputies at the registration check-in point. They'll verify the assigned time that you were given, the quantity of tires that you're bringing. You'll follow the line procession. There's going to be one of two lines that you're going to be put in, either a large load if you're bringing, say, a semi-trailer full or a dump truck of large tires, or if you're just bringing them in the back of your pickup truck, so to speak. So you'll be directed into one of two lines. The staff there will unload the tires for you and send you on your way.
Did you say environmental crime investigators?
Environmental Crimes Unit deputies, yes.
Who are what do they do?
They're there to make sure that we are all in compliance. EPA sort of gives us a mulligan, so to speak, for allowing people to transport more than 10 tires on this one-day event. Ohio Revised Code says unless you are a licensed tire hauler, you cannot transport more than 10 tires legally. this event gives us our exemption to do the agricultural cleanup and get these tires off of the back 40 of a lot of these properties throughout the county, which poses, you know, not just environmental but health hazards as well.
Based on previous years, do you have any idea of how many tires you might get?
Last year we had over 1,500 tires registered, and we brought in over 75 tons of tires in 5 hours.
That was in a five-hour period.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine that kind of tire weight that's coming in. But as she pointed out, 75 tons. And since the program was started in 2012, 363 tons of agricultural tires. Hard to believe. It's a lot of,
it's a busy
lot of tires.
You would think the numbers maintaining the same, going up, going down. I mean, the first year probably people, it takes a while for them to know this exists. And then you suddenly realize, I didn't know that there were that many abandoned tires, so to speak, out on those properties, you know, needed to be cleaned up.
We typically have a low registration start. The last week of registration is usually when people say, oh, gosh, I need to register. I forgot about that. So right now our numbers are down, but we've also been doing this since 2012. So I think we're at the point now where we have cleaned up most of the farms, and our numbers will probably be lower than what we have had historically.
Absolutely. Well, that shows the program is working. That's what
Absolutely.
You need to do, right?
That's what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, it's working very well, and obviously we want to get those recycled. The pre-registration number, folks want to jot this down, 440-328-2368, 440-328-2368. I'll give it to you one more time, 440-328-2368 to pre-register. And, of course, what happens with these tires, they end up being shredded. They grind them down and actually is used for shredded rubber mulch, and also mats is where they eventually end up.
This, of course, is one of the many things that the recycling center does. Mm-hmm. But you're still open every day for the run-of-the-mill type of things that people are usually bringing over to you, right?
Not every day.
Not every day, okay.
But we're open 3 days a week.
Okay.
Mondays from noon to 4, Wednesdays noon to 6, and then Saturdays from 9 to 3 at the collection center.
And, of course, you got all...
Yeah, I can't say enough good things about it. You know, I'm not just speaking as a commissioner, speaking as a resident. I've used our recycling center. When I got married, I moved out of my house. My wife moved out of her house. Unfortunately, when my father passed away, we had to clear out his house, and all three of those involved finding all kinds of things that needed to take over to the recycling center. And boy, it's just a lifesaver. You know, you put it in the trunk, you put it in the back. We've got the whole list online of, you know, what we can accept, what we don't accept. We do accept a lot of stuff, though.
We do.
It's quite eye-opening when you find out all the things that we do accept. And you just, you know, pull in. Staff takes it out of the trunk or the back of the truck, and away you go.
It couldn't be easier than that.
It's very easy.
Books are the one things that I always discovered, right? Those are the things that have been added to the list. In
books and document shredding.
Documents, too, mm-hmm. which a lot of people have done. So you do that sort of thing. If people have documents, sometimes they wait for a shred day, which is sort of a community mm-hmm. event that they mm-hmm. have. But mm-hmm. they can do that at any time that you and drop them off.
Correct.
Sounds
any
good.
Day that we're open.
Sounds great. Well, again, if people want to call for the get on that list for that agricultural tire recycling, what's the number to call for that?
440-328-2368.
All right. Start looking for those tires. And it's up for them to bring it in and however they...
Yeah, Craig can always come over and help out. You know, the muscle man that he is, always breaking the equipment at the gym.
I was there 1 year, but I only took pictures. You know, they're on their own.
Right. Matt Lundy, Commissioner, thanks for stopping in today.
You bet, always enjoyable.
And Tiffany Barker, Lorain County Solid Waste, thanks for sharing your time this
Thank
morning.
Thank you.
We've got more coming up as we continue our spotlight on Elyria here from Rubens at the Chestnut Commons on WEOL.